Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction is about the Straw Hat shipwright Frankie's transformation into a cyborg. This is Prometheus by Jolie. Frankie's tears plop on his open wounds in a steady stream, his vision blurry as he heaves for breath between every sob. A mess of bloody pulp is the only thing he's able to decipher of his body, or what's left of it. The wind howls past his ears as he desperately wills his hands to stop shaking. Stop shaking, dammit! Long enough for him to hold up a chunk of glass to assess the damage, the shriek of Puffing Tom's machinery ringing in his mind. The spiderweb pattern of the glass reflects an array of faces within its sheen, although he recognizes none as his own, instead greeted by a patchwork of skin, wires, and tendons in a near indistinguishable tandem. He wants to scream, but in its place comes a miserable cough of blood. Clenching his arms in a pointless attempt at comfort, Frankie shudders along with the creaking wood of the abandoned ship he's managed to drag his shattered body onto. The metal scraps around him serve as his only salvation for the future. Overhead, a seagull wails, a deep, guttural sound born from a desperate hunger, not yet satisfied from its attack on Frankie's pathetic embarkment aboard earlier. Its beak opened wide, mouth ripping the very figure of the bird into a disfigured, gaping hole. Frankie notes dully that pieces of himself are still hanging from its beak. Chunks of flesh dangling precariously at the end of a twisted rope of skin as they flap in the ocean breeze. A breeze that's familiar to him, for the sea was there when he was first born upon a rickety pirate ship, wood creaking under the pressure from each vigorous splash of water. It was there with open arms, palms outstretched to catch his small body as he was tossed from the ship to be swallowed by the dark, tumultuous waves below. Spun beneath the surface, his barely conscious self alight with pain. Broken ribs, bruised muscles, lungs brimming with churning seawater. The sea was ever present. It bore witness to his father, Tom, whose resolute laugh bounced in the air, whose strong arms lifted and spun Frankie in a whirl of love and inspiration. To Frankie's mother, Kokoro, gently setting aside his blueprint notes in the night, wrapping Frankie's sleeping form in a blanket. And a hug. To his brother, Iceberg, the first to scold him, and the first to check over his shoulder to make sure his little brother wasn't too far behind. The sea bore witness to his sins, holding his creations aloft as the spears from his ships pierced Tom as quickly as they did Sea Kings. They were built to kill, after all. The sea never forgets. He can gut his body all he wants, but all the waters of the world could never wash the blood from his hands. An echo repeats in his head like clockwork, of wheels clacking upon tracks, the ghost of a whistle shaking him to his core as steaming metal parts the very waves, vibrations rattling his body from deep within. He can crack and rearrange bones. The hands Kokoro held are unrecognizable. He can scrape and replace skin. Scars are punctured by memories of Iceberg scolding him while bandaging the wounds. He can even craft a new face, sculpting a mask that bore him down with cold, unfeeling steel. A new face. His face. What did he look like? Was his nose like this? Were his eyes that big? Would Tom recognize him if he saw him now? A bleeding mess of sheet metal rusting from the blood oozing through the cracks? A crumpled can of a heart, beating feebly for a pathetic excuse of a man. A seagull squawks. In his peripheral vision, Frankie can see multiple birds squabbling over the leftover beaten and shredded parts from his body. The organic matter of him too damaged to serve as Frankie anymore. Instead, metal would become human. With God as his witness, he'll discard himself and be born anew. With God as his witness, he'll become a god himself, one that creates life from metal, one that grants rebirth after death. With unsteady legs, Frankie stands. His weight is heavy and unfamiliar, bolts stretching and creaking as he stumbles like a newborn across the deck, while the waves rock the boat like a cradle. Each fall jostles the precarious balance of his organs within, some pumping only through the aid of machinery, some replaced by machinery entirely. After enough falls, Frankie could swear the metal parts feel pain too, that they pulsated and bled as much as any flesh would, firmly molded into his body with a crisscross of wires and veins, indistinguishable in both purpose and looks. Standing on the edge of the ship, on the edge of man and machine, Frankie gazes upon the sea. It taunts him with splashing waves as if each one is a hand beckoning him into the water, a dare to come in and face his sins. Frankie knows his options. Either build the ship of his dreams and ride upon them, revel in the past as fuel for his future, or dive in and drown. But out there on the waves is Kokoro, his iceberg, is the memory of Tom, is the sea train he built with them. Frankie turns on his heel, his movements unwavering, flesh and machinery moving as one, his muscle memory serving as a blueprint, the declaration of ownership and purpose he'd written countless times before. BF 36. Battle Frankie 36. This time, it would be a machine that he could control. This time, it would be a machine that could redeem himself. This time, it would be a machine that could protect the ones he loves. Beyond his vision, Frankie hears the puffing Tom returning from its maiden voyage, whistle proudly declaring its arrival to the open waters around it. Frankie tilts his head back, basking in the warmth of the sun, breathing deeply through the carved metal that now serves as his nose. With the sea as his witness, he resolutely makes a silent promise to himself and to his family, and disembarks for Water 7. The end. This has been Prometheus by Jolie. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.